You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You know, there's a thing going on Thursday. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Tell me about this. What is this thing?
Testimony? I don't know. And there's really no interest in it whatsoever. But despite that, we're still going to talk to Kevin Daly, who is the legal affairs reporter for the Daily Caller, from whom I do believe the Daily Caller got its name. Just saying. Kevin Daly.
That's right.
Kevin Daly, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning, Mary. I'm great. Good morning, Vince. I'm happy to take credit for the Daily Caller's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should definitely run with that.
I always give him credit.
He can never leave there. He has to work there forever and ever.
No, that's our franchise tag. The Kevin Daly stays at the Daily Caller.
He's your Kirk Cousins. So, Kevin, there's something going on Thursday. Apparently, James Comey is giving some kind of testimony, and DC is losing its mind over this. We've got all the major networks are going to be broadcasting it live. Fox News is going to be broadcasting it without commercial interruption. We've got Savannah Guthrie, Matt Lauer, Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, George Stephanopoulos, all lined up to broadcast this. What's going on?
Yeah. It's probably the largest day of the Trump presidency thus far. And I think that the hearing will be primarily driven by the president's conduct with respect to the ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the election. There's a fairly large universe of allegations that have been made in the press by people close to former FBI Director James Comey, and how the examination of those allegations and what exactly Comey has to say about those allegations will drive rather a lot in terms of the trajectory of this investigation.
You know,
if the former director says that the president asked him to close his investigation into Russian interference and specifically his investigation into its former national security advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, that could be politically devastating to the president, even if the former director stopped short of saying that the president attempted to obstruct justice.
You know, so much of the press accounts have certainly been driving it, and there's definitely questions, I think, that the Trump administration has to answer for, and James Comey is useful for that. But I think there's a worry among people who support President Trump, and especially people who realize that so far none of the leaks have led to any actual evidence of Russian collusion by the president or people within his orbit, that there is a concern that Republicans won't be tough enough on James Comey for his own failings. Why is it that he voiced, for instance, the details of ongoing investigations in certain cases, but not say in whether or not the FBI was investigating leaks coming out of the government? Do you think that James Comey will find that he has to answer for his own credibility at all tomorrow?
We'll see. There are a couple of Russia hawks on the committee. One thinks of Marco Rubio and Tom Cotton among the Republicans, for example, who I think would be a little deferential with the director. But it's certainly true that the director's limitless belief in his own capacities and his own integrity has compromised the integrity of FBI investigations. But I don't know that there's anybody on the committee who's willing to ask him questions about that.
Also, this challenging him on why, if he took down a February, just to kind of reiterate the timeline, I think it was February 13th that Mike Flynn was fired. February 14th, you have a meeting with the president and James Comey in private. During that meeting, the president supposedly says, "I hope you can see your way clear on the Mike Flynn investigation." James Comey writes that down into a memo and then doesn't pull every single fire alarm in the Justice Department in response. I'd like to know, if this was a big deal, why did James Comey sit on it the way he did? And will he have to answer for that?
Yeah, I quite agree. And I would also add to that that The scope of the answers that Director Comey gives is going to be important. Director Comey already met with Special Prosecutor Bob Mueller the Special Counsel cleared him to appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now, if the former director gives very narrow answers to questions and tries to evade questions that he is asked by the committee, it will probably indicate that the special counsel is intensely interested in those topics, has asked Comey not to publicly discuss those topics, and that Comey has probably given important information to the special counsel about those topics that Mueller asked him not to disclose. If Comey is a little more forthright, if he's not evasive, then that could be a very good sign for the Trump administration. That could be a sign that he met with the special counsel and that the special counsel determined that Comey doesn't really have any more information that is really relevant to the investigation.
Vince touched on the memos, and that's what started this whole thing. We know that no one still to this day, no one has seen this memo. And it brings into mind, well, if you've written these memos, what about memos from the Loretta Lynch meeting? What about all these other memos? And we know that they have asked for these memos as well. Do you think we'll hear any questioning about that?
Absolutely, we will. But whether or not those memos are ever publicly disclosed, I think is still a mystery. And bear in mind that a subpoena to turn over this memo could turn into a wide-ranging tool by which the committee and other members of Congress could investigate other, or obtain at least, other sensitive documents produced by the Trump administration and in the late years of the Obama administration. So I think that if that memo ever does become public or ever is turned over to the committee, we might hear more conversations about executive privilege.
You know, a lot
of the White House might block those documents from reaching Congress.
A lot has been made about the fact that this is a public hearing, and that's to be distinct from a classified one, that he could have given a classified briefing to members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, opted instead to go public. And there's a fear, I think, among, again, Trump supporters who view that this is just an opportunity for James Comey to grandstand, because anything useful that he could share should be shared in a classified environment, no?
I completely agree with that. It's hard to rebut that. And the director sort of does have a history of appearing before congressional committees, offering some platitudinous banality about integrity and refusing to substantively answer questions.
So what are we going to see on Thursday? We started out this conversation. This big, huge brouhaha is being made by the left. They're salivating. They are just chomping at the bit here. We're going to get something here. We're going to impeach Trump. I just think that knowing what we know, it's going to be, as Hillary likes to say, a big nothing burger.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the director is or perhaps legally could tell us that we don't already know, especially because there have been some contradictory signals coming from the Comey camp about what exactly he's going to say. I don't really know what additional light Comey can add onto this fact posture that we don't already know. Because people close to him have been, you know, leaking with reckless abandon to the press.
For sure.
I'm not sure what secrets are left at this
especially
point.
Especially because we heard yesterday from ABC, Comey will stop short of saying Trump obstructed justice, which seems to be
the only point of mystery, the only point of tension, and now we know what he's going to say.
Supposedly. We'll find out if it's true or fake news. Thank you, Kevin Daly.
Great to be with you, Vince.
Thanks, Kevin.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.